From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we'll take a look at two games which both, in their own ways, deal with the concept of time. First, we'll sample atmospheric music from the fascinating game Braid, released in 2008, in which you as a player can defy the forward flow of time itself, reversing and rewinding your actions to solve mind-bending, fiendishly challenging puzzles. At its climax, that ability to view time in reverse unveils a stunning, enigmatic ending in one of the truly great twists in video game history. Then, we'll saddle up for a tour of 2010's Red Dead Redemption. The story of this game takes place at the turn of the 20th century and follows the former outlaw John Marston, who tries to escape his criminal past while wrestling with the end of an old way of life on the American frontier. The original score by musicians Bill Elm and Woody Jackson is strongly inspired by the sound of Ennio Morricone's iconic music for so many American Western films of the 1960s. We'll start our journey with music from the soundtrack to Braid. This piece was written by multi-talented musician, composer, and arranger Shira Kamen, and its gorgeous violin melodies meld with the puzzle game's dreamlike watercolor visuals. According to Kamen, she wrote downstream while camping on the Colorado River, observing a friend rowing downstream into the twilight. Thank you. We heard Downstream from the soundtrack to Braid on Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. Shira Kamen, who composed that piece, is one of several musicians whose music helps to shape Braid's dreamlike, painterly world. In fact, the game's designer, Jonathan Blow, chose music relatively early in the design process, long before artist David Hellman's visuals had been fleshed out. So in this way, the music of Braid actually helped shape the game's much-lauded artwork, and as we'll see, the very way the game is played. Let's hear another piece from Braid's soundtrack now. This selection is entitled Romanesca by Cheryl Ann Fulton. Romanesca, music by Cheryl Ann Fulton from an album called The Once and Future Harp, used on the soundtrack to the video game Braid. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm your host, Keith Brown, and it's so great to be exploring game music with you. Jamie Sieber is a cellist, vocalist, and composer who wrote several pieces featured on Braid's atmospheric soundtrack, including this next one, called Menam, which is the first theme heard in the game. The title means river in the Thai language, and according to Sieber, it's inspired by an experience she had playing the cello for elephants in Thailand, inviting them to approach her. You can imagine hearing as a player the meditative voice of the cello while seeing the game's first visuals, a darkly glowing, dreamy cityscape. Thank you. That's more music from the game soundtrack to Braid, a song called Mae Nam, whose title translates from Thai as river. Braid is a game that's full of surprising, mind-bending reversals and changes of perspective. The game's main character, Tim, who is controlled by the player, has the ability to rewind time at will. And when time flows backwards in the game, so does the music. Braid's creator, Jonathan Blow, had in mind how the musical textures and instruments would sound when played in reverse, wanting them to still work well together while signaling that something was clearly different. For instance, throughout the game, the player guides Tim as he rushes to save a princess from her hulking captor. When the player finally reaches her, the game suddenly reverses and starts playing Tim's actions backwards very rapidly. It's a shocking change of perspective, and the enigmatic ending has sometimes been interpreted as a statement about toxic masculine obsession and self-delusion. We'll hear now this tune we've sampled backwards, but let's enjoy it played forwards this time. Here's Undercurrent, composed by Jamie Sieber from the soundtrack to Braid. Thank you. Undercurrent, music by Jamie Sieber, featured on the soundtrack to the game Braid. I'm Keith Brown, your host for Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio, and I hope you enjoyed taking a look at this fascinating video game soundtrack. Now, saddle up. We're going to hear music from Red Dead Redemption. This game's story deals in its own way with the passage of time, as it takes place in a fictionalized American Wild West of 1911 as the modern era looms, bringing the age of the frontier to its end. Let's immerse ourselves in this unique time and place with the help of Bill Elm and Woody Jackson's music. From the original soundtrack to Red Dead Redemption, this is a piece called Born Unto Trouble. Born Unto Trouble, a piece from the original soundtrack to Red Dead Redemption, composed by Bill Elm and Woody Jackson. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. The story of Red Dead Redemption centers on the character of John Marston, a former outlaw who finds himself strong-armed back into the violent life he tried to leave behind. He's captured by conniving government agents who will only grant him and his family freedom once he's hunted down his former partners in crime. Elm and Jackson's award-winning score for this game was built to respond in real time to the player's actions while freely exploring its world. It's placid, even mournful, when standing and looking across the plains. But if Marston gets caught up in a horse chase, the music responds, and the tension picks up with the action. Thank you. music from Red Dead Redemption, the original soundtrack written by Bill Elm and Woody Jackson. That track was called Horseplay. I'm Keith Brown, and you're listening to Gameplay. In creating the musical dimension of this sweeping Wild West drama, musicians Elm and Jackson were inspired by the sounds of classic spaghetti westerns, scored by composers like Bruno Nicolai and Ennio Morricone. Unconventional instruments like jaw harps, electric guitars, and harmonicas were common features of Morricone's music. And along with those, Elm and Jackson added their own contemporary creative spin with drum sets, ocarinas, harmoniums, electric organs, and many more. Their efforts resulted in over 14 hours of original music to underscore every conceivable game circumstance, from prairie sunsets to intense shootouts and high noon standoffs. Here are three pieces for more action-packed moments: Trigonometry, Gunplay, and The Shootist, from the original soundtrack to Red Dead Redemption. Thank you. The Shootist, and before that, Trigonometry and Gunplay, tracks from Woody Jackson and Bill Elm's score to Red Dead Redemption. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. Next up, we'll hear two pieces that give space for a little contemplation, with a flavor of yearning, as John Marston yearns to escape his bloody past and live free with his family. In a moment, listen for the harmonica being played by none other than Tommy Morgan, whose sound has been heard in over 500 major films since the 1950s, including How the West Was Won, Cool Hand Luke, and Rio Bravo. Here's some more music from Red Dead Redemption, two pieces entitled Already Dead and Estancia. Music by Woody Jackson and Bill Elm from the original soundtrack to the Wild West video game Red Dead Redemption. We heard Estancia, and just before that, Already Dead. I'm Keith Brown, and you're listening to Gameplay. It's great to be sharing this music with you. Composers Jackson and Elm strove to capture a sense of the game's various locations in their score. Some places, like the Western Frontier, were evoked with harmonicas and other spaghetti Western sounds that we've been hearing. But as the story turns to the north, the composers flavor the music with some different sounds, like vibraphones, steel guitars, and a rather unusual source for a drum cue we're about to hear. The pulsating background beat of this next piece is derived from a recording of the in utero heartbeat of Woody Jackson's baby daughter. Now, our final track from Red Dead Redemption. This is The Outlaw's Return. Outlaws Return, music by Woody Jackson and Bill Elm from the original soundtrack to Red Dead Redemption, a hugely successful game that some critics call one of the greatest ever made. I hope you've enjoyed taking a ride around this immersive score, whose range of musical color pays homage to the Western films of the past while forging a fresh, contemporary sound all its own. If you'd like to hear more, check out the full game soundtrack. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.